17.2. Next stop, Mars?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Space Society. To live in the 21st century is to live in an age where communication and technology seem to rule our world. And almost inevitably, we find ourselves thinking about human settlement of other planets. Tonight, the topic of our debate is the colonization of other planets. Here with us, we have Dr. Timothy Brown and Dr. Sandra Wilkins. Dr. Brown, may I ask you to speak first?
Thank you. Let me start by making one thing clear. Colonization of other planets is certain. It's only a matter of time. Oh, and of course, money. To build a spaceship capable of carrying hundreds of people is not cheap. However, once built, all a spaceship needs is enough fuel, food, water, and oxygen, and colonization becomes a reality. I see three steps to colonization. First, we need to know how to live in space. And, thanks to the International Space Station, this step is already achieved. The next logical step is to establish a colony on the moon, and then step three on Mars, our nearest planet. Imagine how much we can discover about a planet by living there. Imagine also, if we set up powerful telescopes on the moon or Mars, how much more we can learn about the universe. It is mankind's destiny to colonize other planets. We must not fail in this challenge.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Brown. And now, may I ask Dr. Sandra Wilkins to speak?
Thank you. And thank you to Dr. Brown for that interesting speech. I am glad the good doctor referred to money. Just think for a moment how much money colonization of the moon or Mars, or any other planet, would take. Billions and billions and billions of dollars to put a handful of people on a dead planet. The fact is, colonization is just too expensive. People may talk of huge resources of copper, diamonds, and other precious minerals on other planets, but no one knows they are there. We should spend the money on this planet, on feeding people and protecting Earth's environment, rather than make foolish and costly trips into space.
Many thanks, Dr. Wilkins. And now, are there any questions from the audience?
Could I
have a question.
Yes, the lady over there.